Sunday morning, Brother Eddie and I had a conversation, and they kind of resonated with me all week about, you can open your Bible to Jeremiah. For some reason, I've been in Jeremiah a lot lately, because he kind of ties in with the epistles. It's important we understand that God has already predestinated who we are and who we are to become. The important part of it all, though, is that we have to abide in His Word. When we abide in the Word of God, then we'll see things transpire and take place in our lives that's already been predicted, that's already been predestinated. In Jeremiah, the first chapter and the fifth verse, it says, let's start at 4. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, oh, O Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not that I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I send thee, and whosoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces. We'll stop there. For I am with thee to deliver thee. God was talking to Jeremiah, but it's a prophetic word. It's a prophetic word that lets us know how important we are to ministry. All of us. Not just me, because we're us, because we're pastors, but all of us are so important to this ministry and the kingdom of God in the earth. It says, before I form thee, we're going to look up, get the meaning of some words. Form means to mold into a form or fashion or to determine. Before I determined thee in the belly, I knew thee. God was letting him know, look here, let me explain something to you, Jeremiah. Your life has already been predestinated. Your lives have already been predestinated. Before you were formed, destinated in your mother's womb, you were what? He already knew you. Think about it. God already knew us. Recognized us. The reason he was able to recognize us, because he was going to be the one that was going, I just changed these batteries. Yes. God already had determined. And it's kind of ironic that this type of thing is happening, because it took me back years ago when I was a kid. That's a long time. But there are certain things that you remember that coincide with things that you experience in this Bible. Right. And you can actually hear God saying, I knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. I remember when I was about 6-7 years old, my parents was, a guy that came back from Louisiana, he had a ton of crawfish. And they were in the backyard getting ready to cook them. And I was standing, and I got up on this milk crate. And I don't know why I was preaching. I called myself preaching. Don't know why. I couldn't even tell you what I was saying. But I remember that I did it. I didn't remember till I did it to Brother Andy. I had this conversation last week concerning God knew us already. How many hear what I'm saying? God had already predestinated when I was playing church that I was going to become a church. Think about it. Your lives, everything that you've been through to this point was to get you to this point. If you learn from your circumstances, if you understood your situation, then you're ready to do the work that God calls you to do. There's no need of warming up seats or wondering what you have to do for God. You will know. He said, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest out of the womb, and if you look at the word womb, the translation for the word womb is matrix. That's right. Not the movie Matrix. But I think that's where they got it from. Because matrix is something such as a situation or set of conditions in which something is shaped. What is he saying? Your conditions are going to shape you. Your circumstances will shape you.
Yes.
Well, hallelujah. Where was I? Matrix. Thank you. Situations will form you. Your trials will form you. God was telling Jeremiah, look here, bro. They're not going to like you at all. Because you're different. You're not going to be like the rest of the prophets. There's going to be something different about your life. Totally different about your life. Before you came out of your mother's womb, I had already predestinated that the situation and conditions in your life were going to shape you. Everything that you've been through to this point has shaped you either for good or for bad.
Right. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So God was telling, he's letting us know before, listen to this, imagine when God said, let there be light, let's create man in our image and in our likeness, that he was already talking about you.
Right. Yeah.
Already.
Amen.
He had already predestinated that you be who you are.
Amen. Right.
You are who you are because you're who God wants you to be.
Yeah. Right.
If we were all the same, my goodness, I'd be scared of me.
Amen.
I came forth out of the womb. I sanctified. I set you apart.
Yeah.
God set you apart for this moment in time. To do what you're doing, whether it's to love, to encourage, to strengthen, to uplift, to fortify, to hug, whatever it is, God set you apart different, made you different, created you different, so that you can do the work that you have to do that nobody else is able to get done.
Amen. Amen.
Think about it. God already dedicated you. Amen. You were already dedicated.
Yeah.
And I ordained you. Look at your neighbor and say, ordained.
Ordained.
I appointed you.
Yes.
I didn't just set you apart, but I appointed you. Whatever you're doing for the kingdom of God, I appointed you to do it.
Amen.
Regardless of how unimportant you may think it is.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
I appointed you. This is what you're doing for this season, for this time, at this hour. I set you apart and I appointed you to do what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, we went to Mother Relevers, your nephew's homegoing yesterday. And sometimes I get a little perturbed because we always, as ministers, we always want to say that it's all right because God took them home. But God don't take us home. That's like saying God killed you.
Right.
It was already what? Predestinated.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. But they read a scripture for in the season, what does it say? In every season, everything shall have its own appointed and set apart time. In Ecclesiastes. When I was going through what Brother Little John is going through, I heard God say, it's not your time. There is work for you to do. So what God was telling me was that it was important that I keep doing the work that he had called me to do. Whatever it is. Whatever it is we're going through. God expects us to keep doing the work of the ministry in the midst of it.
Right.
He don't expect us to sit back and feel sorry for ourselves.
That's right.
Or complain about the condition that we're in, because what is this doing? It's shaping us.
Right.
It's shaping our faith. Mm-hmm. It's making us intense on the things in the things of God. Jeremiah, listen to me. I already knew you. I knew you before I allowed you to be who you are. If I already knew who I wanted you to be, why are you standing in the way? If I say you're blessed, then you're blessed.
Yeah.
If I say to be encouraged, then you get encouraged.
Yeah. Amen.
If the word of God says, for the joy of the Lord is your strength, then you be what? Strengthened. Why? Because I already knew you, and I already predestinated, set you apart, ordained that you be who you are.
Amen.
You're on the job that you're on. You're on the job you're on because it was already preordained. And everything that takes place from this point on was preordained. But he says, but the Lord said, I can't speak, Lord. I don't have the courage to do what you want me to do. I don't feel like I'm capable. I'm competent to do it. I just don't feel like I can get it done. But God is saying, look here. Don't say what you can't do. Remember what scripture says, I can do all things through that does what? The word strengthen in the Greek means what? Enable. We can do all things through him or in him, allow him to press or move through us.
Yeah.
We can get it done.
Amen.
God said, don't you dare say what you can't do.
Come on now.
Because if you go in my name,
yeah.
understand that I'm sending you.
Yes.
And if I send you, I'm going to speak through you.
Amen.
He said, but listen to me. Everybody ain't going to be happy with you. Everybody ain't going to be excited because you stand up for the gospel. So don't be afraid of their faces. Don't worry about their countenance or their attitudes or their dispositions.
Yeah.
You can't be concerned with that
yeah.
because I already ordained and predestinated that you be who you are for this time. Everybody ain't going to be happy. What you going to do? You keep it moving.
Amen.
You don't let nothing stop you. Don't be afraid of their faces. Don't worry about their countenance. For I am with thee. My goodness. He said, I'm with you. So if he's with us, what we got to worry about?
Right.
And it's when it talks about prophet, it's not talking about somebody that prophesies or it's talking about somebody that's been inspired by God.
Amen.
It's translation, the Hebrew translation for prophet there is inspired man. Well, we know that God has no respect of person, so there's no gender in God. So it's an inspired person. So God already, listen to this. Listen, I'm finna throw it at you. God has already knew who you were, what you were, and what he calls you to be, and told you, don't be afraid of those that aren't happy with the lifestyle that you're trying to live for God.
Amen.
Because I knew you. I like it, Pastor Keith, because it says, God said, I knew you could do it. I knew you would be who you are.
Amen.
I knew you could do what you wanted to do. I knew it because I already saw it.
That's right.
Amen.
What I'm trying to get you to understand, don't be afraid of their faces. Also, Jeremiah, when you look at yourself, don't be afraid of what you see.
Come on now.
Amen.
Because whether you realize it or not, I've already come to understand it when you said, Lord, I can't say it, I can't speak. You already have shown me your inadequacy and what you think you can't do.
Come on now.
All right.
Yeah. I'm here to tell you, if I saw you before you were formed, I know you can get it done.
Hallelujah.
Go to Galatians. Now, who is this talking? This is Paul talking. And this is what? Thousands of years later? Confirming that whatever Jeremiah said is true.
All right.
Paul said, but when it pleased God, now you know his story. You know his story. He's a persecutor of the church.
Right.
He thought that's what he was called for, was to persecute the church. A lot of things that you were doing, you thought you were called to do that. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's what?
Womb.
Her matrix. Whereas the circumstances and situations of life were going to what? Form me and shape me into who I am today, because I've been called, separated, and appointed by God through his grace to do what? To reveal his son. Now you do understand that all this word that Paul is preaching in these epistles comes straight from the Old Testament. It all comes from the Old Testament. So all he's doing is fulfilling what scripture already done said. Paul is just confirming what God told Jeremiah, that I knew thee before you were in your mother's womb. Paul says, God, who set, when it pleased God, he let me go through all the things I was doing, persecuting the church, aggravating the church. He allowed me to go through those things, but when it pleased him, when the time and the season was at hand, he called me, separated me, because he had already saw me.
Come on now.
Amen.
All things you went through in life, they're not bad things. They're just things we had to go through. You don't go through something, you don't have a testimony.
Amen.
Your testimony is your anointing, is your authority in God. I tell you, God healed me of cancer. You got cancer. What does that do to your spirit? It strengthens your spirit. Why did I have the cancer? Why did I go through it? Because God knew me before I was in my mother's womb. Amen. So that means he knew then what I found out later.
My Lord.
Holy Ghost. Yes.
And he delivered me. But now I have a what? Testimony.
Come on now.
You have a testimony. I don't know if Sister Nancy, when we were going to visit her, when she first lost her leg, she was never down. Always uplifted. Why? Because God was giving her a testimony. And a lot of times, the good thing about your testimony, you don't have to open up your mouth in order for people see it.
Come on now. Say that.
Because God already knew you. Knew you was going to go through what you was going to go through. And in the process of going through it, he was going to shape you.
Amen.
You know what I like about Therese? He shaped me to a point that he took me out of iniquity. And walk me right into righteousness.
Come on, guys. My Lord.
That's what he did for all of us.
Come on, Pastor.
He walked us into righteousness. Paul said, I went through all these things so that I could reveal. The word reveal means to pull the cover off, so that God could pull the cover off who I really was.
Yeah.
I went through everything I went so God could pull the cover off to show who I really was, that you might see his son living through me.
My Lord.
What he's saying was, he was already here. I just didn't recognize that he was here. A lot of times you don't know you got faith till you have to reach down and grab onto it. Because a lot of times things just get simple. But every now and then something goes, and you have to trust God, because now your eyes are tricking you, your hearing is deceiving you, and your feelings are trying to rule you. But you have to remember that God called you, separated you, ordained you to be who you are at this time.
Come on, Pastor. Come on now.
Somebody said to me once about my daughter Danielle, well, you know, Danielle sounds just like her mom. I said, no, she don't.
Amen.
Her mother has a beautiful voice, but Danielle don't sound nothing like her mother.
No.
Why? Because God already preordained and set her apart and pulled her out.
Y'all don't need to hear this. Come on now.
He pulled her out, separated her out of her mother's womb so she didn't have to be like her mother.
Jesus.
Or be like her father.
Hallelujah.
She could be who she is.
Yes.
What has happened? Yes. Coming from the matrix, all the situations, circumstances of life that she has had to deal with is shaping her into the woman of God that God has preordained, set into motion, that she becomes.
Amen.
Samantha is supposed to be here. Listen, she's supposed to be here, but she couldn't have got here if Therese hadn't got here.
Right.
What am I saying? It was preordained.
Man.
Your life is not a mistake. Contrary to what we believe, there's at some time or another, I know some. Everybody said, "Lord, I don't even know why you let me be born." Well, I know y'all don't go through that. I said, "Lord, shoot, I could have been a giraffe going through all the hell I'm going through." You notice I picked something that was docile. Paul said, "To reveal his son in me that I might do what? Preach." The word preach here is translated in the Greek evangelize. That I might even, how do I evangelize? With my life. With the life of Christ that's living through me. I evangelize. I let people know that they can have hope. That they can walk in love. That they can be at peace when struggles are all around. That they can be encouraged and uplifted regardless of what they're going through. That's my evangelism.
Amen.
Every day you live, you are evangelizing.
Amen.
Somebody is looking at your life and being encouraged.
Amen.
Amen.
At least they should be.
Amen.
I'm almost done.
Amen.
Evidently. Evangelize among or within the heathen. Yeah. But he says, immediately I confer not with flesh and blood. We spend too much time talking to ourselves, trying to talk ourselves out of our blessing.
Amen.
Is it really God? I don't deserve this. Who said you don't? You deserve the good things, you might as well get the bad too. Lord, I've been serving you for 90 years. I don't deserve this. And there were times I want to say, "Lord, I don't deserve none of this." But I was too afraid to say it because I knew he was going to say, "If not you, who?"
Amen.
This is the life I called you to.
Amen.
I knew you before. Mm-hmm. The word confirm means to consult or have a conference with. We sure have conferences with ourselves.
Yeah.
I know don't nobody here talk to themselves. Need you? Sometimes I have to tell myself just how stupid I am. Watch your mouth. Reason I tell myself that, because then I recognize and see what God actually did for me. Amen. So I stopped conferring with myself. I'm going to read you Jeremiah 1 and 5 from the Amplified. "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you and approved of you as my chosen vessel. And before you were born, I consecrated you to myself as my own. I have appointed you as an evangelist to the nations." Go to Romans 8:29. "For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate." Remember what Jeremiah said. Remember what Paul said. "We predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." What does that tell you? That in the beginning, God already knew you because he knew what he had planned for your life. He knew what he had planned for your life when he said, "Let's make man in our image and in our likeness."
That's right.
"And give him dominion over all things."
Yes.
God preordained us, predestined us. And once you see that, it goes on to say, and because in 28 says, and we know that all things work together for what? For good. To them that do what? Love God. To them that are called, set apart, preordained. God foreknew you. He knew you before you were in your mother's womb. So therefore, as long as you abide in him and he abides in you, you can ask what you will in his name, believing, and it shall be done. Why? Because all things, good things happen to them that love God.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
But, there's a big but in there, because if you go down to 35, it says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? These are all things that we have to deal with.
Yeah.
God already knew. He knew us already. Remember, we're in a matrix, meaning that the things that we deal with are to shape us, to get us ready to do the work that God called us to do. The tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril of sword. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. But I got news for you. Nay, in all these things we are what? More. We're not just conquerors. We're more than a conqueror. That means that we're supernatural because God already knew us and preordained us to be who we are.
Amen.
So we're not just mere mortal. We're supernatural.
Amen.
My goodness.
Amen. Amen.
I'm excited about it. All things we are more than conquerors through him that did what? Loved us first. For I am. Hell done persuaded me. Sickness done persuaded me. Trouble has persuaded me. Situations, Carlos, has persuaded me. Shortcomings have persuaded me. Trials and tribulations have persuaded me that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor other, any other creature shall be able to do what? Separate us from the love of God. Why? Why can't it separate us? Because we were all in that matrix. God had already predestined that we all be conformed to the image of God.
Yeah.
God already preordained that we be who we are so that we can strengthen each other. We can encourage each other. We can uplift each other. We can let each other know that the God that we serve is not just a mere word, but it is an act.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Why is it a principle? Because we're here. I can get excited about that first thing.
Amen.
I can get excited. So I ask him, die. So God, you tell me I went through all that hell for a reason? He said, yes. You didn't deliver me out of a reason? He said, yep. I said, well, why not? He said, because if I had got you out of it, you wouldn't have learned what you learned. You'd still be in the 18th century. I caused you to grow. I shaped you. I transformed you. God made us. So we might as well get with the program. Everybody stand. Let me tell you something about that Catholic church we was at yesterday. You could actually see corporate anointing manifesting itself. Because if it didn't have a name that it had, if they took the name Sacred Heart down off the building and you walked in there, you wouldn't even know it was Catholic. They don't worship like Catholics. They don't preach like Catholics. They don't sing like Catholics. Why? Because God already knew them and predestined that they become who they were in that neighborhood so that they can reach those folks and teach them about conformity to the kingdom of God.
Amen.
God ain't no joke. We are. Because we done got so heavenly minded, we ain't no earthly good. That's scriptural. That's free too.
Yes.
You've been around people every time they shake your hand, they go to bucking. Well, they can't pray for you without speaking in tongues for 20 minutes.
Oh, right.
You're tired now.
Right. Yeah.
You didn't convince yourself you healed. That's because they haven't recognized that God already foreknew them, and that's not what he called them to. He called us to be conformed to the image of God. And it got nothing to do about all that other stuff that we go through. Trying to make ourselves spiritual. We're spiritual beings because we have him in us.
Yeah. Right.
You're righteous because you have him in you.
Amen.
You're holy because you have him in you.
Amen.
When the scripture says, be ye holy even as God is holy, it said, allow Christ to live in you. The same way that I did. That's what makes you holy. Ain't nothing you can do to be holy. You could have never drank, never smoked, never cussed, never slept around, and still bust hell wide open.
Amen.
Still. Because you haven't recognized that God already knew you and set you apart and appointed you to something different. Amen.
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 Amen. My prayer for this church is that God gives us understanding and knowledge.
Amen.
That we might grow and mature into the full man that he already said in his word that we could become.
Amen.
I honestly believe through scripture and what I understand that that's going to take place.
Amen.
Is everybody going to go? No. Do they have the ability to make it though? Yes.
Yeah.
We have to all make up in our own minds
yes.
that we can do all things
right.
through him. Not around him.
Amen.
Not behind him. But allow him to work through us.
Amen.
I'm glad that God already knew me.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I was driving the church bus. I don't know where I was going. It was raining. Flying down 75. Had my burger sitting on the dashboard. I was going to work. When I got on 94, I was going to work it on. Never made it to 94 because a semi truck decided he wanted to get over to keep hitting somebody that was in front of him because it was slick. Right there at you get to the junction at 94. He got over. I hit the brakes. Of course, at that time, we didn't have good tires on the van.
Amen.
So I went skating. And I hit the back of that semi. Lo and behold, I didn't have a seatbelt on. Guess where I found myself? In the back seat. On the floor. With the van up under the back end of that truck. We don't think about things until they've already happened and we hear the word of God tell us that I foreknew already. When I looked up, the trucker was there, opening up the side door, asking me, was I all right? I was shook up and I was sore. But I was alive.
Amen.
And I didn't go through the windshield, is what should have happened. So what happened? Was it an angel? I don't know. I didn't see him. Did God stretch out his hand and block me from going through the windshield? I don't know. Folks would love to hear me say, well, God did it. All I know is that my life was already in his hands. And he had already foreknew that I was going to get to this point. So there was no need of me worrying about my stupidity not having a seatbelt on. I landed in the back seat on the floor. Do I admit it with God? Of course I do. There's no way around that. God already knows who you are.
Right.
And he going to keep you till he get done using you. So what are we worried about? Why are we fretting? Why are we complaining? Why are we murmuring?
Praise God.
Why? Hey, God intends for us to enjoy our life.
Amen.
Walk around pious. I like to call them pious. Because they always look like they're wetting on their shoes. We're going to pray this morning. I knew you before you were. I had already predestined that you be conformed to who I wanted you to be conformed to, and that's my son. In the midst of all your struggles and your trials that you've been through, I have shaped you out of iniquity. And I have strengthened you from the soles of your feet to the crown of your head, letting you know that all things that come against you are for your good, because I have already predestinated and preordained that you get through. So understand me this hour, children. Forget not to worship me in the midst of good times as well as in the bad times. Forget not to glorify me when you're going through trials and tribulations. Glorify me with the character of my son, that men might know that he is alive and well, living in the earth in a body of believers that have confidence and trust in the very word. Therefore, my children, glorify me as who I am. Lift up holy hands unto me, not just with your hands or your arms, but with your lifestyle. Praise me, saith God. And I will inhabit that praise, and I will get in the center of that praise, and whatever it is that you're dealing with, you're being tried by, you're being persecuted for, I will get in the middle of it, and I will strengthen you, and I will give you avenues of escape, saith God. Therefore, praise me this day, saith the Lord. Some church programs this morning, and all I'm talking about, this the end, is this the end of the world? No. The world ain't gonna end with me in it. Think about it. You love God? You serving God? It can't end with you in it. So you better just keep it moving. Keep living this life God gave you to live. And enjoy it.
Amen.
Don't let folks tell you how to live.
Amen.
If you don't already know, sorry. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray according to your mercies and your grace that you move in our lives like never before. That you're creating us a clean heart where we can be even as David, a son after your own heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, let us come to a clear-cut understanding of who we are in you. Why you called us, why you separated us, why you are shaping us, why you are recreating in us, why you are regenerating us to be a part of the kingdom, Father. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, give us the understanding as individuals, and then let us collectively bring that together into corporate. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we can do nothing without you except you strengthen and fortify us. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the understanding and the knowledge, for the people of God are perishing because of their lack of it. But Father, you're revealing yourself to us supernaturally. And in the midst of seeing you supernaturally, we can sense your heart. So move in our minds, move in our hearts, move in our spirits, reproduce in us yourself. Lord God, as we stand here and hold hands this morning, let the power of the living God flow through us, Lord God. One can put 1,000, but two can chase 10. Let the power of the living God corporately flow through us, creating an atmosphere of healing and deliverance. Father, in the name of Jesus, whatever it is we're going through, you're going to give us strength, knowledge, and understanding to get through it. Because we're yours. You knew us already. You preordained and set us apart and chose us for this time.
Yes. Thank you.
So, Lord, use us in whatever capacity that you see fit. Just like Paul. But when it by reason God decided it was time for me, let God decide that it's time for us to do the work of an evangelist. With our walks, with our speech, with our attitude, with our disposition, we can evangelize the world. So Father, use us. Give us that knowledge and give us that understanding. And we'll run, Father, this race. And we'll run it in patience. And we'll run it with humility. And we'll run it with honor. And we'll give you the glory for every step, for every word, for every idea, for every principle. Father, manifest yourself in us like only you can.
Thank you, Lord.
So here we are, Father.
Thank you.
Have your way in our lives. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.